did not know Pete Coco myself because I left here very young, and but I got a whole biography from his manager, which is Mr. Winston Lee. That was a descendant of a Chinese person, and no one couldn't believe that a Chinese person would have dedicated his life to children from the village and also children from San Nicolas. And so I got to interview Mr. Winston Lee, and it was a pleasure to interview him. He's now 76 years old, so I take him to memory lane. He was impressed and happy that that I could have done that, so that I could have gotten the right information. So I'm not standing up here saying things that I don't know. So Mr. Winston, everybody knows him. He makes sure that the other Chinese people also put the money so that the kids could have traveled and everything. Pete Coco, what I'm hearing every time I speak about Pete Coco, I ask around to speak Coco, everybody got very sad, and they choked up, because he was a leader, he was a motivator, he was a mentor, he helped children to stay on track, he dedicated his whole life. Like Mr. Winston told me, he didn't think he even had time to have a girlfriend, because everything was sports, basketball, keeping the children in line, picking them up. Who didn't have a car, he would be there to motivate them. So Pete Coco was a legend for us here, and everybody talked very kindly of him. So they also told me at the passing of Mr. Coco, his funeral was humongous. Everybody from San Nicolas went to this funeral. All the cadets stand up and salute him at his funeral. So I know that it was fitting to give Mr. Coco a name on this court, where he dedicated so much of his life to basketball and to the community of San Nicolas. So thank you very much to the government to put the name Pete Coco on this court today. Thank you very much, and may Pete Coco continue to rest in peace. Thank you.